So if you're all set, you sound fine.
Okay.
We'll go ahead and lay it on the audience, okay?
Sounds good.
Stand by one sec. In three, two. Hey, JR with you here, WBZ, and all through the night looking at the world through hopefully rose-colored glasses, but also, quite frankly, a very logical look at the world that is out of kilter. We're trying to put it back into shape here in the wee small hours. We do so with the help of very smart people, including Rich Horwath. Rich is a very interesting fellow. He's the president of Strategic Thinking Institute. There actually is an institute for that. A former chief strategy officer and professor of strategy at the Lake Forest Graduate School of Management, author of a new book called Deep Dive: The Proven Method for Building Strategy, Focusing Resources, and Taking Smart Action. I didn't know there was a strategy institute, Rich.
There is, as of 8 years ago, because as we've seen in the Economic Times today, having a plan is essential if we're going to survive what's going on.
Well, that brings me to my very first and most important question of any interview on the subject. With all of the mess that we're in constantly, it seems as though everything is done in hindsight. That's the American way. Is that ever going to change?
That's a great point. What I see too is what you're seeing is that we look like bumper cars at a carnival. Something happens and then boom, we spin out and we react to it. And the great companies and the great leaders are the ones that have, as you said, the foresight to see what's coming around that curve and do well in those times. Everybody says, well, we're in a recession, things are terrible. There's still a lot of companies out there making money hand over fist because they've had a good strategic plan. They've had a pathway to be successful. Companies like Panera Bread, Cirque du Soleil, Apple has done really well because they've got great products that people value and will still pay for.
You point out in so many great ways in your thinking at the Research Institute and in the book Deep Dive, you point out the key element of discipline. Discipline, discipline, discipline. I'm not talking about wrapping anybody's wrist with a ruler here. I'm talking about patience, the ability to see through the maze of mess and to not panic. And I think the companies you mentioned have been steady. I mean, they're just steady companies who don't panic.
That's exactly it. We think about discipline a lot when we look at athletics. If you have an Olympic athlete, we associate discipline with them because they spend lots and lots of time preparing and preparing to be great. And when we look at business, we don't see that same preparation and that same discipline. We're out there doing things activity-wise, like hamsters on a wheel, running, 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 but we're not, as you said, we're not stopping, taking time to think about what's happening to us, where do we want to go, and how are we going to get there? And the ability to actually carve time out of our busy schedules to think about those things, as you said, takes discipline. And quite frankly, a lot of folks don't have, in the business world today, the discipline to do that. And if we don't, we are going to be like those bumper cars, constantly reacting to things that are happening.
Rich, I've had the great pleasure of chatting with a lot of business leaders over the last, say, 2 to 3 years about similar subjects and people with good ideas and good thinking, such as yourself. And to a person, they value the attention on the individual, the worker, the employer, the colleague, etc. I'm not suggesting that it's all a mistake in the past to just look at the bottom line, but when we focus on the people and either our customers or our employees, aren't we destined to have a better overall product?
Absolutely. And to that point, what we've seen in the past is, as you say, we evaluate people primarily on the numbers. If you're a salesperson, did you hit your numbers? If you're in real estate, did you hit the sales goals? And to your point, what we need to do is look at people as individuals and then give them the understanding and the tools to be successful in what they do. We just put people out there, kind of throwing them out in the deep end and saying, well, swim, when we haven't taught them the swimming strokes. And in business, the basic strokes are things like what are goals, what are objectives, what is strategy, what are tactics, and we simply don't give people those fundamental skills. And when we don't give people those skills and we don't treat them with the understanding that they need to help them work through that, then we're really missing the boat and we're really not maximizing the potential we have with our human capital.
Rich Horwath is my guest. He's the author of Deep Dive. He's also a strategic analyst and a professional strategist. He does this for a living. And Rich, I've got to ask you about the big elephant in the corner, and that's the government, the G word, because as much as we try to affect change in the private sector, the public sector is, let's face it, it's everywhere, and it's getting bigger and, quite frankly, more laden in debt every single second as we speak. So all of this strategy, you still have that big elephant. How do we deal with it?
Well, you know, I would tell President Obama what I tell a lot of the CEOs I work with. You need to have two things. You need to be able to see the big picture, and you need to be able to focus your resources. And when I say see the big picture, you know, we look at things like the healthcare proposal that seems to be fizzling at this point. You know, they presented their plan in over 1,000 pages. Any time in business you have a strategic plan, it needs to be 1, 2, 3 pages that people can understand and implement. And so when the government gives us a 1,000-page plan, it screams to me, we have no strategy. So that's the first thing. The second thing is focus. You know, the government right now, we're trying to do health care. We're trying to look at immigration. We're trying to reform education. We're looking at energy policy. We need to have focus. What are the one or two things that are critical to getting the economy back on its feet? Let's focus our resources on those one or two things. Then let's do a methodical, as you said earlier, patient approach to working on these other things. So, you know, I've been very disappointed. I think President Obama is a very, very bright man. I think he's allowed too many of his handlers in Washington to interfere with some of the good intent that he's had originally. So I'd like to see him get a little bit more focused.
Also, and we just used him as an example because obviously he's the center point of this nation. The idea that you spread yourself out so thin and do everything, try to do everything, and I'm a multitasker and I'm guilty of this too, but try to do everything in one day or one term is really, it can be a recipe for disaster. We've seen this happen time again in business as well as government. So isn't that part of the strategic plan? Hey, don't throw all your eggs, don't keep your eggs in one basket. Don't toss them all over the field.
That's exactly it. You know, you look at a company like United Airlines, who's been in bankruptcy, and, you know, before they went into bankruptcy, they said, well, we're going to have business and international service. We're going to start a low-cost airline called TED, and we want to serve small, medium, and large markets. Now, as long as their strategic plan also includes aliens from outer space, they will be trying to serve everyone that flies through the air, and that simply doesn't work. We've got to say, what are we going to do? We've all got our to-do list. What I'd recommend people out there do is create a not-to-do list. What are the things, what are the areas where we're not going to spend our resources, our time, our talent, and our budgets? If you can come up with a not-to-do list, now it gives perfect clarity and focus to the one or two things that are really going to make us successful.
I think that's brilliant, and that's a great follow-up or a stepping stone to my next question. And I want to direct this now to the average Joe and Jane, and I'm one of them. Let's talk about people. And let's put the business and even the government thing aside for a second, because you talk about what makes a person a good strategist. And it's not just, well, maybe it is winning at card games, but what are some of the classic elements that create the good strategist, the successful strategist in your estimation? And how can we, Joe and Jane here, be better at it?
Well, you know, what I tell Joe and Jane is, you know, as individuals, one of the things I see people in all walks of life, you know, we want to change our life. We want to lose weight. We want to get that next promotion. We want to take that perfect vacation. And what I see happen all the time is people are doing the same things in the exact same ways they've done them year after year after year, and then we wonder, why aren't things changing for the better? Because there's a simple premise in life, and it applies to our personal life and our business life, and that is new growth comes from new thinking. If we don't give ourselves new ways to think about our lives and our businesses, then there's no way we're going to be able to grow. So we've got to give ourselves new ways to think about what's happening in our lives. And we can do that by talking with people, by reading books, by reading articles, listening to shows like yours. That gives us new ways, new approaches to our life. If we want to change, we have to have new ways to do it.
Which is cool when you mention the word change, and that's all we've been hearing for the last several years, change this, change that. But when you look at the big picture, and certainly in Washington, what the hell has changed? They're still arguing over 1,000-page bills they haven't read. I like the fact that you guys in the strategy business are focusing on the individual, because I think that's where ultimately we can make the most difference. I mean, look at these companies, and you've worked with a bunch of them that promote that kind of sense of spirit and individuality, and it's because of people who do it.
Exactly. And, you know, at the individual level, the reality is we are all strategists. And what I mean that by that is strategy is really how we allocate resources. And resources are simply our time, our talent, and any money that we have. So everybody has time, talents, and money to certain extents. So the key is at an individual level, how can you most effectively use your time, your talent, and your money? And that's what I've tried to do with Deep Dive, is give people some practical tools to more efficiently and effectively use their time, their talent, right, and their money. Because that at the individual level, to your point, is what drives an organization. An organization's not an entity of itself. It's made up of individual people. That's who we need to help get better.
Fellow from McDonald's, Worldwide Operations, calls this one of the most valuable books ever on strategic thinking. That's a nice tip of the hat to you. And by the way, are you a diver by any chance, since you used that allusion?
I am a diver, and I actually had a non-strategic episode where I ran out of oxygen about 100 feet down in Cozumel, Mexico. But it did make me realize how valuable my resource of oxygen was. And in business, I don't think we put the same value on the resources that we have. So it was one of the inspirations for the book.
Good deal. It's called Deep Dive, Rich Horwath, H-O-R-W-A-T-H. And what's your website for your strategic institute?
Yeah, folks are looking for a lot of free resources, articles, white papers, templates, videos. They can go to strategyskills.com. So that's strategyskills.com.
Outstanding. Great talking with you. Hope that in the future we talk again and people get the idea and run with it. That's we hope, okay?
Thanks very much. It was great to be with you today.